First, could you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm John Gibson, president of Tripwire Interactive.
Okay, and what are you doing? What's your job exactly?
What's my job? Well, other than being the president, which means I do business stuff, I'm also a programmer.
Okay.
So I, for Killing Floor 2, I did most of the AI, the artificial intelligence for the monsters, for the enemies, a lot of the weapons, and a lot of the gameplay.
Okay. Why can we play Killing Floor 2 on PS4?
Why can you play it on PS4?
Yeah, why not on Xbox, for example?
Okay. So when we first decided to make, because Killing Floor 2 is our first console game, so we decided we wanted to make our first console game. We're very independent. We fund our own games. We publish our own games, and we've been doing that for years. And we started talking with Microsoft many years ago, and Microsoft was not very open with dealing with independent companies.
Okay.
At the time, this is many years ago. We started talking to Sony, and Sony was excited to deal with independent companies. So it was a very easy decision for us at the time. Microsoft now is much more open to dealing with independent companies, but at that time they were not.
Okay.
It was also for us, because we're a smaller company, it was less risk to try to do one console than trying to do two at once.
Okay.
But, you know, you may
see opportunities and financial choice, finally.
Yes.
Okay.
But you may see an Xbox One version at some point. I have nothing to announce, but, you know,
okay,
it's a possibility.
What's the difference between the PS4 version and the PC version?
They're the same game.
Same game?
I mean, they are almost identical.
Okay, there is no graphical differences?
So the PS4 version is, compared to the PC version, it would be like the graphics on high with some of the ultra settings turned on, but not all of them. So it runs, like on the PC, what you would need a pretty high-end PC to run.
Okay.
So graphically, all of the graphical effects have come over to the PS4.
Okay.
The only thing that's not there is the Flex Fluid Gore system, which is only works on NVIDIA cards on the PC anyway.
Okay. Sorry, forgot my questions. One moment. What's the most source of inspiration for this game? It's a zombie game, cooperation. Is there other video games which inspire you when you design it?
You know, originally, not a lot. I mean, when Killing Floor was started, the original Killing Floor started as a mod, and it was before Left 4 Dead. It was before zombie games became a big thing. It was before the Walking Dead TV show. You know, some of its inspiration would be, you know, zombie and sci-fi and horror movies.
Okay.
And really, we just wanted to make something really scary, with really cool, powerful weapons that you could play with your friends. And that's really the primary inspiration early on. You know, some of it I could also say comes a little bit from the movie Aliens. If you're familiar with Killing Floor, we have this mechanic where you're able to weld doors shut to kind of get the monsters going a different direction to make them, you know, say if you've got two doors, you weld this door so the monsters can only come from this direction. And that kind of comes from that mechanic that you saw in the movie Alien, where they were welding doors shut so that the aliens could only attack from certain directions.
Do you intend to make a VR version?
Yes. Do you know about the VR version we announced? Killing Floor Incursion. So okay. We announced it at E3 this year.
Okay, we on PS4?
Not on PS4. It's on the Oculus Rift with touch controllers.
And on PSVR, do you intend to do it?
We're looking at PSVR. It's launching first on the Rift, on the PC, and then we're looking at PSVR.
Okay. Okay. About the multiplayer game, are the server different for PS4 and PCs? Does a PS4 player can fight against PC players?
The servers are separate. So the PS4 players will all play with other PS4 players, and the PC players all play with PC players.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more... I understand. Okay. Is there something you want to say about your game?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we haven't talked a lot about, or people haven't mentioned a lot, is we have the base survival mode that we've mentioned, where you're fighting, you know, waves of progressively more challenging monsters with your friends, that you fight a boss character at the end. But we also have another mode that's called Versus Survival, which is competitive multiplayer. One side plays as the humans, and one side plays as the monsters. So that's very, very fun. And as you play through the waves, on the monster side, you get to fight as the more powerful monsters. And when you get to the last wave, one of the players gets to fight as the boss monster, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you. I think it's okay for me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.